This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. As ag technology continues to evolve, farmers are finding faster and more accurate ways to produce their goods. Among the latest tools gaining traction in the farming community is AI, a technology known mostly for helping students with research or answering questions in a conversational tone. Now this technology is proving to be a surprising asset for farmers. They're discovering that AI's capabilities can be a game changer, from planning crop rotations to troubleshooting equipment issues. We hear more from a farmer using these AI solutions right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans, such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk, are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Rachel Sharp is a farmer out of South Carolina and said she first tried an AI tool called ChatGPT on a whim to see what it could do. She was immediately blown away by how helpful and responsive it was, and what started as a casual curiosity quickly turned into a deep dive as she found more and more ways that AI tools could help support her daily farm work.
I was getting hundreds of pages of data from everything from my irrigation systems to my tractors, and it was data overload. And so what I did was I tried out ChatGPT, which is, you know, the AI platform. I just thought I was going to start by putting information into it, and maybe it would talk back to me a little bit, but it ended up spitting back out these very detailed maps that I was able to use on my farm based off of those, you know, hundreds of pages of data. It's really neat. It's a good thing, and I still use them. You know, then you can use those maps to create even more maps. So it's been beneficial to our farming operation.
For those who aren't aware exactly what ChatGPT or other AI data is, Sharp explains how she uses it.
It's an app that I downloaded on my phone, and I can enter in pretty much any information. You can text it, you can talk to it, so you don't have to sit there and actually type everything in. It will actually have a conversation with you. It remembers certain things that you tell it, and, you know, it is very interactive. You can upload PDFs, you can upload shape files, whatever you want to, and it will, then you can say, this is what I want from that material or that information, and out it pops.
Many farmers can be hesitant to embrace new technology, often leaving it to the younger generation to figure out. But when Sharp showed her dad what the program could do, his curiosity quickly turned into enthusiasm, and now he's just as hooked, constantly asking the AI questions and exploring what it can teach him.
He didn't believe it at first, but he sat down and had a conversation with it, was really amazed, and he even covered the phone when he was talking, and he would look over at me and say, how does it know that? And, you know, whisper to it, because he wasn't sure whether, you know, ChatGPT was going to hear it, but he was really amazed at what it spit out, and was, you know, impressed that it did it so quickly.
Sharp says these AI tools like ChatGPT have become a major time saver in her daily routine, and she can quickly pull up maps and even get equipment manuals summarized to just the areas she needs.
I don't have to spend so much time looking over pages and pages and pages of data. It'll even upload a user manual into it for a new combine that we got about a year ago, and it spit out like a 3-page summary of it, you know, like the most important features. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really good, because you can't expect an employee to sit down and read the whole book in, like, you know, just a few weeks. But this was just a short summary of the entire 500-page user manual.
For more, log on to iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.